to his time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and I have in studio with me Pastor Mark Hawkinson and Mary Schmidt, the development team for KFUO. And by development, we mean looking to the future, looking to make sure KFUO stays around for a good long time. And one of the ways that that happens is through the generous donation and support that we receive from you, our listener, for the work we do, bringing this good news out into the airwaves. So welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, there we go. And do I have the wrong mic on for her? I'm not hearing her. Let's see. Is she on three?
Yes.
There we go. There it is.
Hi, good morning.
And the listeners know already I'm on my first week doing board, and they've been very patient with me, telling me. I even ran into somebody and said, oh, you're doing fine. I'm like, I don't know. Scary. So a couple things to talk about today, including, recognizing the time of year that it is, what that means in terms of our gratitude, our gratefulness, knowing who our Lord is, what he's done for us, recognizing also how good it is as tax season approaches. It's the time, in one sense, to make donations that are tax deductible. And then also today being a birthday of sorts. So
it is. December the 14th, 1924 is when we first went on the air live from an attic studio on Jefferson Avenue, the old Concordia Seminary, before it moved to its current location in Clayton. So this is a birthday, 92 years, listener supported totally, never missed a day of broadcasting as a result of lack of funding. So we depend on the love, as I say, the love of our listeners toward us as a result of God's love,
right,
as he had demonstrated through the infant babe of Bethlehem, and embodied in that infant babe is our salvation. So, you know, it's pretty exciting when you think about it, that in that baby lies your salvation and mine. So we're responding, and we're just, this is a good time for our listeners to respond, and Worldwide KFUO is an avenue for that response.
Mm-hmm. That is actually just what he said. It's a great time to give. If you feel that KFUO is spreading the gospel of Jesus as far as we can, to as many people as we can, if you feel that we're doing a good job, if you want to hear that programming, if you want other people to know about the love of Jesus, it's a good time to give. And you can give in multiple ways. You can give checks or cash, or you can do things, for example, year-end stuff through IRAs or through stocks and bonds. We have the capability of doing those. There are multiple ways of giving and supporting the mission of KFUO and getting the gospel out there to people, so you, the listener, can actually partner with KFUO in becoming that missionary online, on the radio, and helping other people to hear that good news.
So I want to come back and talk about those various ways that they can give as we go a little further, but just to maybe define the idea of listener supported, unlike regular terrestrial radio, we can't, because of our organizational status, I believe, with the government, we can't go out and get advertisements. It's not something we're allowed to do. We are reliant upon the donations of those who find what we put on the air valuable to continue to sustain ourselves. It is possible to become an underwriter. Somebody can, as an organization, come and support us as well, and that's a big part of what makes KFUO possible. But by being listener-supported, it does mean we are entirely, for our budget, reliant upon the listeners to say, this is valuable. We believe this is valuable. We believe this is the mission of the church at work, the gospel going into places that you wouldn't expect it to go, which, as with the internet especially now, is so possible. But in that regard, for KFUO to continue to go another 92 years, we need those who haven't yet decided to partner with us to say, you know, this is something I listen to it every day. It feeds me. It's like part of my church. It leads me back to my church. So it's going to be part of my giving to the church.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We can't actually sell airtime, so we're not a commercial station. So we are very dependent on the listeners. And we don't get any funding from the Synod itself. So really, it's the listener who supports us. It's the Lord's blessing. Our listeners are a blessing to us.
Right.
And it's through the listener who gives and through God's blessing that gift grows, that we are able to continue. And we like Mark said, we haven't gone off the air in 92 years as a blessing from the Lord. But that blessing comes from all of our listeners. And we need our listeners to continue to support us.
And I think Mary hit the nail on the head there with the word blessing. The listener is blessed by the ministry of Worldwide KFUO. Just listen to the programming that's provided, and you can get in on the blessing. And the Holy Spirit works through the Word of God, works through the programs like what you do, what Andy does, and what we all do here at Worldwide KFUO, and prompts prompts the listener out of love to respond in kind,
right.
In whatever measure. Give as the Lord has prospered you. Well, he's prospered you and me with eternity.
Right.
How do you say thank you for eternity? And, you know, Worldwide KFUO is a way to say thank you. And without the listener's help, we're not going to be able to continue, but we've always been able to continue because of the word blessing. That's why you brought that word out. God has blessed Worldwide KFUO with the ability to continue to broadcast. It's all his doing, but he uses people like Mary and yourself and Andy and myself in order to get the job done.
It's just like being in a parish in this sense. I mean, KFUO is not a church. We don't want to make that mistake. But if you're in a congregation, if you're in a parish, and you're receiving the benefit of word and sacrament in that place, it is not a sin to not give money to that congregation. It is not there's no commandment in the New Testament, thou shalt tithe 10% to your congregation. But if you don't, and if as a group you don't, eventually that congregation is going to have trouble existing. You can't pay the bills, you can't keep the lights on, and the pastor can't afford to pay his family. He may have to work two or three other jobs or work with other congregations. So it ends up being something that, while it's not about righteousness, it's not about earning anything in God's sight, it is a very necessary part of continuing to receive the benefit that's there. And that's the same way that listener-supported radio does work then, ultimately, is that if you are benefiting from this and you want it to continue, or you want it to go further, you want us to be able to do more with what we're doing with internet outreach, you want us to be able to produce more of our own content instead of necessarily bringing in stuff from the outside, then that the way that happens is that we increase that budget, we bring on new staff. Hello, I'm new staff, and we push that forward into the future. And so it's really, I think what you're getting at, Pastor Hawkinson, is we don't want people to feel guilty and give us money out of guilt. What we want is for people to feel excited about what KFUO is, what KFUO has been, what KFUO can be, and to partner with us in that future to say, yes, this is worth getting behind, keeping the pure gospel and the distinction between law and gospel on the airwaves in St. Louis is worth it. You're not going to find it anywhere else. To keep it pushed out into the internet as well, you can find it other places in the internet, but it's hard. The more, the better. You know, there are a lot of people out there starving for what we have, but if we don't put it out there, they can't find it. And so to be part of that mission, part of that gift to the world at large, is something you do when you decide to be a day sponsor, an underwriter, or simply make an end-of-the-year one-time donation.
I was just going to say that Mary can attest to this. We get listener mail from people whose lives have been touched deeply by the ministry of Worldwide KFUO, even to the point of salvation, even to the point of coming to the knowledge of their sin and their Savior, and they let us know that.
Right.
So who knows how many people are going to be in heaven as a result of the ministry of Worldwide KFUO, you know, and
one of the most
exciting,
like, amazing things in those kinds of stories too is it's not like this is just always your average person that you would already have found in an LCMS church. What's amazing about radio and then internet, like, amplifies this, is that it trickles through the cracks into places you would never think it would be. I was talking with Pastor Larry Troxell, who was on Thy Strong Word the other day, and he mentioned a letter that had been received. I didn't know about this one yet or how long ago it was. An email from somebody in North Korea. So you're behind the Iron Curtain, as it were, in a place where media is absolutely being managed and manipulated, in which Christianity is completely kept down. And because of just the miracle of the internet, you got the gospel trickling through KFUO back into this individual's ears, and they're listening to and hearing about Jesus.
We get places where others can't, and that makes it worthy of an individual's support right there, because it's unique. Radio is unique in that fashion. So, you know, this is a time of giving. It's a time of birthday. You know, happy birthday to us.
Yeah.
And it's unusual to say that, isn't it? But it's too early in the morning. I can't think of another way to say it. So except to say happy birthday to us. And we have been so blessed by God over the decades of time, the last 92 years. And we look forward with confidence in the future in Christ. Our confidence is not in ourselves. Our confidence is not in you or Andy, or in me, or in Mary. It's in what God has done and what God continues to do. He's going to get his mission out. He's going to get the gospel out. You know, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who believes in me will never be in darkness or despair. We get into the darkness. We get the airwaves go into the darkness where people are groping about for hope. They need hope so they can cope with life, life and the challenges of life that come their way from day to day. And that light, the light of Christ, gives them something to hang on to. Then there's a tunnel at the end of the light, or is it the other way around? Both ways.
Sure.
And so at any rate, I say it's too early in the morning.
But no, it's good.
But you see where I'm coming from here. That's what makes the ministry so exciting. It's worthy of an individual's support because they are helping to get the a message across the airwaves into the darkness. Another thing I want to point out, John 3:16, everybody knows that verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. The key word there. I asked this in a Bible class. When was it? At a KFUO Sunday. And I said, give me the key word in John 3:16. Well, they went all around it, and they didn't pick the word that I had for the key word. The key word, whosoever, that whosoever believeth. It means the world. It means, you know, Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. There's nobody that's exempt from that price that has been paid. That's very exciting when you think about it.
Yeah.
People need to know that.
Yeah, yeah. And to be able to send that out over these waves, I don't know what you call them, that go everywhere. I don't tell the story very often, but I in part am a Christian today because of an AM radio Christian station in Northern California that when I was in some dark places on my own, having left the church, having run away from God, made a lot of bad decisions, I don't know if I'd call it sacred music. It was that old kind of 1950s Christian contemporary music kind of stuff. It wasn't really very good, and I didn't like the music, but I liked what they were saying. And then when the individuals would come on and they would talk about the hope that we have in Jesus. When I was in that dark place, it spoke to me. It was like, oh my goodness, I want hope. I don't like where I am now. And it reached me. And KFUO is doing the exact same kind of thing terrestrially here in the St. Louis area. And sometimes, depending on the day and the weather, reaching pretty far. And then also, again, with that live stream and the podcasting, which we're hoping to develop even more out into the kind of the wild west of the internet. Before we run out of time here, Mary, just to talk about the different ways people can give. I don't know how often this is really thought about, but if you've got stocks and bonds, you can have some significant tax advantages in retirement if you or even in death, if you prepare to give those to a charitable organization.
This is true. You can give now, or you can actually make a gift that will last beyond your years if you choose to do that. You can, if you'd like more information on giving a gift in your will or as a trust or an endowment, actually you can get in contact with myself or with Mark Hawkinson, and we can help direct you to the people who can make that happen.
Let's give that information for how to contact you.
Yes, if you'd like to give a gift or get that information, you can contact me, Mary Schmidt, at 314-996-1518. Or you can contact Mark Hawkinson at 314-996-1520. Or at gifts@kfuo.org.
There you go. Email, always important. Well, how do I say it? It says, happy coffee birthing day of wake up, Mark?
Yeah. No, that covers it.
That covers it, yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you both for driving in a little earlier than you're used to, getting a taste of my schedule, and joining us, Reverend Mark Hawkinson and Mary Schmidt, the development team here at KFUO, working hard at this end of year to reach all of our audience and let them know about how we need you to partner with us to help do this good work, which is continuing to bring the message of good news of who Jesus is and what he's done to the ends of the world via the internet and to the ends of the St. Louis metro area via the AM 850. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and we'll be back with a lectionary study in just a few minutes.